starting budget now, and last year was Greg and Bob. I don't know whether you wanna.
I'm treasurer, so I figure I should be on it.
Okay, and Greg, I know.
You should be on.
I would like to be on it.
Good, that simplifies things.
There we go.
There we go.
Sorry, Ray, took it right away.
That's okay, I can sit in as I, need to.
Okay, that's true, this is good.
Yeah.
We'll just make sure to tell you when we're meeting or not.
Okay, whether we really want you there or not.
I get it.
So, Bob and Greg are on the committee, the budget committee, for 2027.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have to formally do that.
Yeah, I have it down in the agenda items. Okay, the next on the agenda is I have an encroachment easement. Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Is here, if you have any questions or concerns with it. This is actually right off of V Hill, and it's straight down the cliff on the backside. So, it's, yeah, it's kind of wasteland there anyway. But they did build a deck at one time, and that's why they're looking at to, when they sell the house, it's gotta have easement there or whatever for that.
Okay. Mr. Walker, you wanna, do you have, would you like to?
Well, basically, my letter explains it, but to go over it briefly, this house was built in 1966. Pueblo County did not set up zoning regulations for this area until 1967. And therefore, this house only has a 5.5-foot setback off the back patio door. You basically step outside your own green space, okay? And so I had a survey done, and that's when the survey showed me that we only have 5.5 feet off the back of the house. So there is a deck that extends approximately 16 to 16.5 feet off the back of the house. What I'm asking the council for is provide, which I will pay the cost and I will take the action to get the easement done, is called a perpetual encroachment easement. And basically what it does, it follows the property from sale to sale, and it allows that deck to continue to stay there, and if repair or replacement is necessary, then that can be done as well. But no other structure could be put on that property, in that easement. If I was council, I would be concerned, well, what keeps you from building anything permanent? And there's a utility easement within that same area, and you cannot put a permanent structure in a utility easement. Mm-hmm. And so basically I'm asking for a perpetual encroachment easement, which I'll have Bill down here prepare, and we would record it with both my property and the city so that it's shown on file with the green space area.
Questions, board?
No, I think that he's done everything, and it's been theirs forever.
Yeah.
One of the only things that I have is the distance. You say the present deck is like 16.5 foot out there, and we're looking at 20 foot.
What I'd like to ask for is a 20-foot easement off both pins. We have both pins set on the back, the southeast corner and the southwest corner. And when you draw a straight line, as the picture I provided, it shows the 5.5-foot setback. What I'd like to ask for is if we come off both those pins and go, I'm sorry, not off those, yeah, off those pins, and have an additional 15 feet for a total of 20 to 20.5 feet. That would allow for maintenance of the deck and just, you know, I don't want to squeeze it so tight. But, you know, if we only get the distance of the deck, that covers me when I sell the property as well. But I'd like to ask for a 20-foot easement.
Now, the utility is going through, there's 10 foot already, isn't it?
I think it's somewhere around the 5.5 to 10 foot mark. And when we say utilities, at this time the utilities are overhead.
Right, it's overhead, but
right.
Still you have 5 foot on each side of that utility.
Yes.
So it's 10 foot going through there, so as far as 20 or whatever, I don't see any problem.
It's just on that cliff, right?
Yeah, one other note, the county, as you see in my report, the county got involved with this, and the county has provided me with the, sorry, I'm lost for what it's called now.
Non-conformance?
The non-conformance, yeah, a certificate of non-compliance is called. They recognize that the house doesn't meet the setback, they recognize that the deck is there, so they have provided me and recorded with my property a certificate of non-compliance. They noted within that letter that they don't have the authority to approve the deck because it's on Metro District property, but the county has supported this effort as well.
So to be clear, you didn't build the deck?
We built the deck when we bought the house because we assumed when you look at a lot and block type description, when you buy a house, you look at existing fence lines. There was a railroad tied flower bed, another 20 feet towards the south that lined up with my neighbor's fence line. So lot and block, we usually don't do surveys, but I'm thinking about selling this house. I said, I'll just do a survey because it's nice for the next homeowner to have it.
Yeah.
And so at that time, we thought we were within property line to build that deck. And it is a ground level deck.
So you're asking for, from the house, 20 feet or from the pin, 20 feet?
No, from the house, 20 feet.
So from the pin, 15 feet?
That's correct. And Bill will clarify that within the easement that he will develop, provide to us.
Any other questions, comments, board?
Seems reasonable to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seems very reasonable. Thank you for going through the process of getting the survey and keeping it clear.
Move. Yeah, very proactive.
Yeah.
Thanks. Sure. I don't know what else to ask. So.
And so our process is we'll go down a little farther in the meeting and then we'll vote on that.
Okay.
So I know you were thinking we were going to vote on that.
No, that's okay. I don't know how the process works, but I appreciate
that. That's fine.
That.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd give you a little heads up there. But yeah, thank you.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, next we have a letter of support for fire declaration. This is a letter of support to help pull us get Aspen Acres a federally funded and open up funds. So the letter will be going to Trump to make him aware that funding is needed for burned area of Aspen Acres.
And all the residual flooding and
yes.
And I understand it also covers the possibility of maybe some homeowners getting some insurance that they couldn't get replacement costs and things like that. And I'm 100% supporting that, as is our whole state congressional and senatorial delegations. So I just think that the more people that pull together on this, the better.
Yeah.
So.
Question, comments, board?
Chairman, I'm just curious.
Go ahead.
I'm presuming there's no way to get Applewood's fire incorporated in this because it was too small to.
Yeah. Being separate.
Yeah, separate incident. Thank you.
So, Jim, the letter from Mr. Hammock pertains to the second letter that you presented. Okay.
Yeah. And I did add some things within that letter because they give you an example. And I did go in and added Colorado City and mm-hmm. some of the things that happened to us with the flooding and other areas. So that way it's aware and in there.
So along that line then, let's say that that Trump is real gracious and gives POLIS however much money. Do we have a request in the POLIS for for any kind of reimbursement for issues?
We do have through USDA. They came out and did a site evaluation, like of our headgate and our ditch, and we're looking at emergency money there to repair and clean. Right now I had Joe and Matt up there this morning, and they dug out all of the headgate and got it cleaned up where it's about 8 foot deep there before it hits the headgate, and they're looking at working their way now down the ditch to get it all cleaned up. We came up with some other ideas of how they could do it, maybe making a V metal structure on their bucket so that they can just go down and clean as they go, and see if they could straddle the ditch and clean it that way. But they're looking at different angles as to what would be the easiest and fastest way, because right now they're looking at going from one side and just moving and pulling it out of that ditch.
So though that, you're saying we do have reimbursement request in USDA, but not at the state? So USDA is not POLIS.
No.
So
no, we I do also have in right now with the feds.
But what about
for
the
land use
at the state level?
This is part of the state and federal.
Okay.
Okay. That at the state level and federal level, they came in and used our area for staging. Christy was great enough, and we got $200 a day for that, and we also get $14 a thousand for the raw water that they're taking. We figured out that it was almost $1.2 million for just July. We getting the reading together now for August to send it out to them, and they first sent out a bill. It was like only 250,000 gallons.
Can you give me that number again? You said $14 per thousand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
I guess that my concern, maybe it isn't a concern. My concern is that if POLIS gets $25 million, are we going to get any of that?
It's hard to say. We got to put in for it, and Trump has got to release it first.
Yeah, right.
And once it's released, then we can put in claims to parts of it.
Okay. All right.
So just to back up what you're saying, your position is that we apply to POLIS after we get the money from Trump.
After he okays.
Not, we don't preemptively
say we need all this money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you got to show damage, which Colorado's city damage-wise, we did have some things that, and that's what I'm dealing with now is in the insurance-wise. Do we need to claim it or don't we claim it? And I've talked to our broker, and he says, well, once you get everything together, we could throw it in there and look at it, and the adjusters will look at it to see what insurance will cover. Like manpower and things like that.
What about lost revenue?
That's the other part of it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because you had nobody here for
nobody
14
drinking our water.
Nobody here for 14 days. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's all part of that claim that we need to. And that's one of the things waiting for our billing now, or, you know, in August, the end of August, to see what the difference was between July and August. Even though we went to a stricter stage 4.
Okay.
Okay. Next, we had replaced those panels for the electrical panels for our pumps for our wet well. We pulled them all down. We looked at it, what we're going to do with them. Gary says, I don't think we need to get rid of them. They could be good for somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, we did Yesterday, when I went to the deal for Andrew Hayes, I stopped by a PCC and dropped them off, and they were very happy. They said, this is great. I told them, you know, you guys need a head tape, come down and take a tour of our facility too with the kids, and that way maybe it might entice more interest in what the water plant and the things that you're learning now as, and how it will overlap down in the future. So they were very thankful for it. Like I said, it was probably, Gary was saying it's about $90,000. I said about 60 because being used, but a lot of the components they have, like Allen Bradley, where this had Siemens and it had
whatever was cheap that week.
Yeah, it had all different name brand components which they didn't have. So it also enables them to show them what different components can do and that aspect of it.
Nice.
Brilliant idea. Really.
Comments? What'd you say?
Brilliant idea to donate it to PCC. And I saw the emails. They seem to be extremely thankful.
Yeah.
But I really think that went the extra mile.
Yeah.
Can they figure out what we did? Big question.
So
yeah, they did pretty much.
I trust the FAME program. They're good.
Yeah. He was so excited when you seen it, though, that this is a 480 box. You've got even all the fuses and everything for it. Yeah, it's all here. We just had to cut two of them apart to get the inside panel out because, but after that, after that, you know, here's the boxes and everything. If you want to take them over to the welding crew and have them weld the boxes together and make them look pretty again, you can.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Comments, board?
I think it's
good
great.
Yeah. Okay. Good I think job. That's a good idea. Good thinking.
Okay, next we have CCAC review.
Good evening, board, chairman.
Good evening.
First deal, I listed some of the past letters that we'd sent out because they hadn't been put on the agenda on the back, and we need to give Kevin and Gina some credit because they've been doing a lot of work. Especially since we've kind of into this cycle. That's what the number of letters are up there at the top. The food truck permit was a big deal. We did have a meeting last Thursday on the 20th, and it went very well. All interested parties, there was no argument, very little discussion, and they realized, or I showed them why we can't progress with the complaint. It's now in the hands of the county, the health department, and the local fire department. So we're out of the food truck business.
And state.
Yes.
So are we going to remain out of the food truck business?
I hope we do.
Okay.
So nobody be buying a food truck.
That would be deluxe.
Now, Toes, complaint C-222, that large RV down there on Grinnell's Creek. It still hasn't been moved in here. We visited with him with the sheriff's department. He said he had moved in a week. Well, and then he had some weather, and then the fire happened. So, but I have tried to contact him twice, and he hasn't responded. And my recommendation is we go ahead and have it towed. We did get a towing bid at $1,500 to do that with through A to Z. They don't have big equipment to tow that particular vehicle, but they do have a subcontractor that'll tow it for us.
Okay.
And that's my recommendation. Covenant signs, I'll tell you about the health department as far as moving things forward, sometimes slow. But he did get questioned by his supervisor today why we needed the sign, the post. And so maybe it's going through now. So we'll get the extra post that will go on the no trash signs we have around. Other signs possible still suggested the park pavilion, so there's no problem with people trying to show up down there and then somebody else has got it reserved, etc. And then the Graneros Road entrance. Chairman Elliott and I have been discussing this, and with the trash, cutting of trees, shooting, et cetera. There's two examples of signs, and they're just examples. You guys got better examples or ideas, please come up with them. But these are the things that Chairman and I decided that need to be put on a sign. And it really would make more sense to put on one sign and let a couple of things on, a whole bunch of little signs, I think. And it would be out of the same material as the covenant signs, which if the health department will get me them posts, I'll put them up. But we'd also have to buy two posts, and I would recommend the posts that they sell down here at the fence company. They're really good posts. It will cost us, I think, $36, $40. But anyway, that's something to look at, and I really think we need to post that east side of the highway. This last cleanup discovered how much trash and tires and illegal shooting and things like that's going on over there, and we need to do something. So just have to repeat, going picking up, cleaning up every year is not.
Bob?
Yes, sir.
When you say there's a lot of illegal shooting going on over there, is, in your opinion, does that seem like a fire-prone area to you, or, I mean, is the shooting?
They have had parties over there. If you walk over there, you can see where they packed up wood, et cetera, and burned stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I would assume that the people that are doing the shooting are not causing the fires, or not doing the fires in the evening. But they are shooting on private property, and there is a danger there. And after talking to Larry, who lives over in that area, it goes on more often than we might think. So it is a concern, and there is regulations. You can shoot on your property here in Colorado. If there's two zones, they restrict shooting. But we can shoot on our property if that bullet doesn't leave our property. It's legal. Now, you can't shoot by our regulations on the green belt in Colorado City. That is a regulation. You can't any place there. So, but anyway, I think if we would notify these folks right when they drive off the highway, there's one place they can enter there, it'll give them something to think about, and maybe some of this will stop. So that's consideration. Then just some other unresolved issues down here that are long-running. We're working them, I guess.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
I was just noting the second line says this area is under video surveillance, so is that part of the plan?
Yes. Gotcha. Well, if somebody has a game camera and we can put it out.
Yeah.
But it's more, I think, more of a deterrent.
Yeah, deterrent of the same thing. I just want to see if we're doing more than the
sun. Eye in the sky.
Okay. Yeah,
it's true.
You never know.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm all about solar powered cameras. I can tell you all about that.
There's one coming from that satellite up there.
That's right. That's right. Okay, thank you.
And then if there's anything else that you think we might miss, that please, let's gather everybody's opinion and put it down there.
When are you going to make a decision on this?
Whenever you decide. And the sign that I looked at was a 3x4, 3x4-foot sign, and it's made out of the same stuff the covenant signs were. They're guaranteed 10 years.
So we'll hold about 20 bullet holes.
That's exactly. I'd say more than that.
That would be interesting.
That's what usually happens when you put up a sign.
It will be right at the entrance, so maybe they won't have their gun loaded yet.
Yeah, an optimist.
But okay. And no new findings or complaints to sign.
Anything else, Bob?
No.
So, Board, I think that we need to kind of we need to do this or not, whatever. But we kind of need to give some guidance as to whether to request a sample of the sign, a layout from the sign guy. He would do a layout and show us a layout of how it would look.
Yeah, he can draw a layout just like he did before, and if you would like.
So we kind of need to decide if you have any ideas about putting more or less items on this sign. And which one maybe kind of suggestions, I guess.
And if you've forgotten, I can go get a sample of that sign.
And one more thing is, there is one first letter, and it's actually the, what was it, the camping shed up on, off of Crowcut off. While the owner sold it, and so we're having to send the first letter now to the new owners so that they don't use it as a camping site.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
C257, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Anything else? Input from the board.
I think we do need to put some signs over there.
Yeah, I hear them shooting every weekend.
Over at Gorge? Well, you go over there and there are shotgun shells laying all over.
Yeah, there's shells all over the place.
Yeah, so. So would it, signs stop that? Maybe, maybe not. But I think actually the threat of video surveillance
is good.
Well, even no dumping of trash and that stuff into that gorge, because it's a mess.
And you get down on this side of the gorge and go down to the bottom, there's a lot of stuff in that ravine. Not in the gorge itself, but down at the bottom.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
So I think you need to look at what you guys want to put on the site so that we can give it to Bob to say, okay, this is our kind of what we want on the site, and let's have him make up something that would work.
Do you think anything else needs to be added to that sign that's on there?
I don't know. I just got it tonight, so I don't know exactly what needs to be on. Usually I like to have a little bit of time to review it.
Thinking about that, no hunting? I don't know if no hunting is an issue.
Well, they've got shooting on there.
There's no shooting.
Right.
That covers.
Which you also now have deer licenses and stuff in Colorado City. I've had people call and ask, well, I know you can't shoot in Colorado City. Put a gun. They say, well, you can shoot on your own property as long as the bullet doesn't leave your property. So there has been some discussion as to, okay, if there is no houses, nothing around, are you allowing deer hunting and stuff? So that's for later on meeting. We need to really go through that.
Thinking about that, I guess we could still, because we're going to have to deal with that in the regulations. Right. On the same token, we could eliminate the east side of I-25.
I think it's the whole area here that they put in for the drone.
Yeah, really.
Which I would rather have them shooting over there.
Yeah.
Deer than on this site.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So anything else? All right.
Reach out to get sedate. Unless there's nobody wants to input, so don't even have to do that.
I better. In order for the business of the board to be conducted in the most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility toward the board, staff, and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or the use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior shall constitute the forfeiture of your right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order brought to the board's attention by a council or any board member, including the chairperson, result in your being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon your refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by the proper authority. Quickly. Okay, nobody input? Everybody's quiet out there.
Shh.
All right, well, I'm going to close this part. I close the study session, open the record meeting. The Board of Directors of Colorado City Metropolitan District, Tuesday, August 25th at 6:30 p.m. If you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you join in a moment of thought and reflection, if you so choose. Thank you. I'll let the minute show that we have a full quorum, all board members present. Can I get an approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting.
I second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? How about the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the minutes for the special meeting and the CCACC meeting and the study session meeting from August 11th and August 4th.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? How about the bills payable?
Chairman, I make a motion we pay the bills.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion, questions, comments from Ms. Christie? None? Questions, board?
Mr. Chairman, I was curious about something. There's a charge for Briggs & Stratton engine for $3,298. I was curious just to learn about that, what their engine is.
That was, we contracted that out. We had a mower go down, and the mower was blown up, so we bought a motor, and that's
got it.
To replace it. It's a lot cheaper to buy the motor than the $60,000 or $70,000 mower.
Good business strategy.
Good business.
Yeah. Thank you. That's the only question I had.
Anybody else?
Nope.
Let's vote to pay the bills. Greg?
Yes.
Kareem?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
And chair votes yes. Financial. Any questions about the financial report?
Mr. Chairman, I just have one broad question for the manager. Are all of our enterprises standing on their own as enterprises without infusion of money from the general fund?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I was wondering about that.
Yep, they all are.
Good.
So, Jim, if you would, the ability to infuse to money to the enterprises is limited to 10%?
10% of their annual revenue. So we do have, which we haven't given that yet, is there is $20,000 that we give to the golf course, but the golf course turns around and gives it to the water fund for water. Mm-hmm. And then there's $25,000 that admin gives to the water fund, which we haven't even got it. It was just one of those that we needed to, just in case, you know, with everything that's happening with this dam, and we wanted to make sure that there was funding within that water fund for the pre-treatment and everything else.
But we're all legit right now.
We're all legit. Everything's holding its own.
Good.
Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, are we going to, the discussion in the last meeting was something about the extension on the audit. Is that happening?
We still haven't heard anything back from him. I did try to call Sam. He was out of the office, but I will be calling him this week again to see when we can get scheduled to get it done, and hopefully by the end of September, before the end of September.
Okay. Thank you.
That is kind of a drop-dead date, right, end of September?
Yeah, well, for the extension, yeah. Or else they hold our tax money
right until
we get it all in.
Anybody else? Anything? Lease income for the water enterprise. That's coming from?
Lease income. Let me see where. Let me get to there.
Lease is only the golf course.
That would be the golf course. Which we haven't put anything in there. That lease, that is
current year of lease income is $117,000.
Yes, that is from AIM or Heartland from the hot growers.
What's the status of our contract with them?
It was a 10-year contract that we supply them so much water. Actually, they're only using about 20% of what they can use, and we're charging them for about 75%.
So where are we in that lease, though? I mean, are we going to?
We're in the seventh year.
So in 3 years, that'll go away.
Yeah.
The one, I guess the big thing kind of struck me there was that $117,000 this year versus prior year $3,500 loss.
What happens is their bookkeeping, they lost people, and so then they had to come back and repay what they didn't pay last year.
Right, so that's why the 117, because their lease isn't that high.
No.
It's something like half that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's all I had. All right, let's go on to operational, Jim.
Okay, operational. I put in there showing that Gary produced 14 million or 15 million gallons, and what we billed for and what we accounted for was almost 13 million, so we were about 2 million off, and a million of it was backwash. So we're good on that. Christy, on her sheet for billing summary for utilities, I did break it down from 2025, 2024, 2026.
Appreciate that.
As to we're still staying above all the years and what our water fund is being billed and charging and receiving. So next would be the standpipe. We, as soon as we knew this, we went ahead and had it recalibrated. It is up there now, back where it should be. We're just waiting for the next cycle here when we get the report. Usually it's like on the 8th or 10th that I can go back and say, okay, we need to recalibrate again or whatever to make sure we're charging the right amount.
So, Jim, I guess I'd like to point out to the board that we got to get serious about somehow funding an upgrade to the standpipe. That 3.3 cents there cost us $5,292 that we didn't receive for a month. Well, we, you know, take that over a few months, and that's going to pay for our standpipe.
No, it's hard to, when we're talking to calibrating that.
Yeah, that's tough.
talking to the techs, they're used to, okay, it's running on time, and it's a car wash. Yeah. And it's like, no, we're trying to charge by gallons, so it's okay, it's 4 seconds a quarter, basically.
I have an idea. Mr. Chairman, if we were to reach out to the FAME program at PCC, I can bet you they come up with a way, and there would be a student program of actually measuring how much. That's a simple, relatively simple process that they could probably automate for us, and it would be, I mean, we just gave them about a $90,000 gift. I think they could do give us at least an idea.
That's a good idea. That'd be an exercise for them.
Yeah, it would be an exercise. And in their final project, I remember when we toured the facility, they had a few products they were coming up with that were similar enough. There was a rejection exception of an assembly line for quality control. But this wouldn't be bad, and it would be teams, and whichever one is the best idea, we can go ahead and build it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We can ask Brett. I mean, we miss 100% of the shots we don't take.
Yep.
Plus, we save money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good idea.
I'm making a note of that. So, who's going to head that up?
No,
I'll give him a call. I'll give Brett a call.
I'm traveling this whole month. I don't want to sign up to something.
Would you do that, please, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to him and see if there's some way that we can work it where we actually be out of gallons instead of time.
But and that'd be an exercise for them for the students to kind of work on.
Which it would probably all it would take would be a meter inside.
They could figure that out.
Runs in and
give us an idea. Whichever one is best, we build it and we name it after them. I guess I don't know.
Okay, Lake Beckwith is this week or last Friday was at 7.5 feet. Everything is dry. As for the geometer, there's been no change. It's actually drying up more, so your holes are deeper. there is a employee appreciation going on. You guys are all invited for Saturday. And then we have Carmen sent out a message today, February 2nd at 11 a.m. In the commissioner's chambers is going to be our quarterly meeting with planning and development and building and health department and everything, hopefully.
Say again.
On the 2nd at 11 o'clock.
Kareem, are you going to attend that?
I'll be there.
And anybody else that is interested, but that we can depend on you being there.
Yeah, okay. It's on my schedule.
Okay.
Okay, so next, Bob did give me the newsletter. I did some adding and stuff in there. So what I did in that first part is showed him what this check was, how it was broke down for USDA. And also we got awarded last Wednesday, WSRF's funding. We'll borrow $5 million from them, and they're going to give us $2.5 million. So there's another $2.5 million. So right now we're at about $6 million. That is grants and free money for this plant. And like I said, we are also looking for. Our search is not over yet. We're looking at emergency money, since this will be handling a lot of our water for the next 5 years, which is going to be dirty, ashy, muddy from the Burns car. Yeah. So there is things that we're trying to look for to get more grant money for this plant.
Go ahead.
I did also, Jimmer, at the end of the deal, put in that we are having the public hearing for September 8th for the moratorium.
Jimmer, really quick, now that we're on the subject of the grants, has Wilson produced anything yet with the grants for Beckwith?
Not yet.
Task order one?
No.
Okay.
I'll be, I know he usually calls me twice a week. I know they've been battling with other things with the fire and stuff, so I'll give him a call too and find out. He said that he was out of town for a week too, and he was going on vacation.
All right.
Dave was.
Yeah.
So along that line, same line, is that we have all had people ask, when are they going to start turning dirt?
Turning dirt?
When are we going to see a shovel in the ground for the dam? For the dam?
I do not know. We're still waiting for the SCWA report, the final report, which Mr. Perry asked for it. And so there's a lot of pressure going on with them to get us the final report on the cultural survey.
Any estimate?
I have no estimate, because every time I say something, it's 2 months later.
Well, that's been...
just like our water tanks. Mm-hmm. Should have been started in June.
Yeah.
So
frustrating.
Yes, it is. And if there's anything different or something you need to add in Bob's letter, let me know. We haven't printed it yet, so I think we covered everything.
Thank you for fixing it, Jim.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
I guess it's, you've got it pretty full, so I think it's great. I think what we do need to actually, on our monthly newsletters, start reminding people that we're going to have an election in May.
Oh, yeah.
To start thinking about anybody that's interested in getting involved. Okay, anything else, Board?
Terry said if we give him a lot, he'll run.
Let's go on to the agenda items then.
Okay, so first on the agenda is appointing the budget committee, which would be Greg Bailey and Robert Siebert.
Mr. Chairman, based on scuttlebutt in the room, I'd like to nominate Greg Bailey and Bob Siebert to the budget committee for the upcoming budget.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Bob and Greg are now on the budget committee.
And thank you guys for doing that. It's really important.
Okay, next I have encroachment easement.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the encroachment easement as presented.
I second that.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion?
So what do you want to make it as distance from back pins?
I would like...
As presented.
As presented.
15 feet.
Which is?
15 feet.
15 feet.
Well, it'd be the five easement and then 15 more.
Yeah.
Okay, so 20 feet.
Fifteen feet from the pins.
15 feet from the...
Correct.
Okay. Questions, discussion, board, anything else? Now this...
Just one question.
Go ahead.
I know there's a utility easement there, but you said it's overhead electric. Greg, do you have any idea what that utility easement would be for?
Well, it's overhead power.
So, okay, that's all. Okay.
Yeah. It's just overhead, so you've got 5 foot on one side and 5 foot on the other.
Yeah, okay.
And then all your water, sewer, gas, everything runs
on D Street. Yeah, okay.
So
it's basically a place for trucks to drive around.
Yes.
Okay.
If they have to get in there, they can get in there.
Mr. Walker?
And just to let you know, trucks have been in there twice during my time of ownership to trim trees along that entire path.
That's all working out.
It's all working fine.
Okay.
And for clarification, I guess, versus our drawing here, the easement is going to go from pin to pin across the back, 15 feet out.
15 feet off the pins.
Right. Okay. Questions, board, comments?
No.
Let's vote. Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kareem?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
Okay, next you have signing of letter of support.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we sign and send the letter for support to President Trump.
I second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion, comments? I guess the comment is that the other one that's floating around out there, we should do as individuals.
Yes.
Right.
You can do that as an individual.
Okay.
But it usually comes better from a board.
All right. Let's vote then. Greg?
Yes.
Kareem?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
Okay.
And then I put on your donation of equipment so that it can be tracked that we did give this to another nonprofit.
Good idea.
School.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for us to donate the equipment to the Public Community College Fame Program as requested by Mr. James Hecker.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion? I guess that's pretty open-ended as far as equipment.
The equipment as presented.
Could we actually, equipment as presented for on the pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you need me to amend it to say as presented on the picture?
Well, is it okay with Bob?
Yeah.
As a second?
Okay.
Yeah, as presented. I think that works.
As presented.
Yeah, because this will go into, will this go into the record, Jim? This picture?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Kareem, how do you vote?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
And Chair votes yes. Old business, Jim?
We've been busy trying to get everything else done. It's, like I said, we've got the portable tank up and all adjusted. Gary's done that. I've been in meetings with WRSF, USDA, our UMB banker, Melissa, to get our interim loan for all of this stuff in place, and also working with Perry and Cultural Survey, trying to get them so we can have everything ready to go here. Now that the dam's down, it would be nice that we can try and get most of this dirt and stuff moved and put in so we don't have to have divers and all the other stuff.
The nice to see them dump some riprap like they want to on that front side. I mean, it's down there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we're caught between a rock and a hard spot.
In the dry spot.
I want that on the record, please.
So, as for meters, there was none.
I wasn't going to ask.
They were.
I figured I'd give you a break.
They had a meter blow up tonight. They
on Beverly.
Yeah, and yeah. They got it fixed at 5:30 here, so.
Yeah, it's we appreciate good. That.
Okay.
And I learned something that I didn't know. We had a meter in the lot, so that we can't sell that lot. So we're good. Okay.
How about new business?
New business. What did I have? Let me think here. No, I didn't have anything in
your
business.
Go ahead.
I would like to discuss the possibility of picking the site for us to dump the slash for fire mitigation so that we can formally request the county to have the mulcher come in.
I think if we do it at the rec center and then up on Palomar where there's piles of it.
For some reason.
Yeah, for some reason. Yeah. Maybe a hyperactive neighbor.
That would be the places, I think. That way anybody from that end, they can come pick it up, or anybody that's down in the Corner Verde area and stuff, they're able to pick it up there.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask?
Go ahead.
Do we
Thank you, guys, for coming down. Thanks.
Do we own property on in the industrial park?
Not that I know of.
Yes, I think there is one lot, isn't there?
I mean, if there was a lot in the industrial park, that would be deluxe for slash.
Yeah, I.
Isn't there?
From what I remember, no, we don't own anything up there.
Okay.
What we did own, Siete got. Yeah. I think they bought it.
Did they get it?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
So I wonder if talking to him, because I know he has that one lot that really isn't fenced. But, the only bad thing about that is you trust people. And most of the time, they end up dropping garbage with the branches and everything else. So that's the hard part about it.
Yeah, see, I thought I would envision it separately, that there would be a crew there present. I think you had indicated, Kareem. And that would be the only opportunity for people to deliver materials, is if the crew was there, and then it would be supervised and then the work done.
Well, I know Ross was looking at getting some grant money for a chipper for the fire department for mitigation, and that's one of the things that we looked at, is setting it up in the gravel pit like they did for the fire, and have that where maybe once a month you can go drop off branches or something. So it's just waiting on that. I know they did all the stuff that they hauled down. It's there now, the chips, which they said we can take, or which we can use for backfill and stuff that we need to for erosion and when we go to close that mine. So, but I know of other people that want to haul it away too. So, I'm going to contact them and say, hey, here it is, come pick it up. Because I know one guy says, well, I got a dump truck and a skid steer, and I need a dump truck for whatever.
So, should we go ahead and pick a spot and say, bring your slash pile this day? Because the county cannot let anybody else operate their chipper due to liability. So we can say, meet us at the rec center such day, and bring your slash and make sure that there's big, bold letters saying this is an effort to help the community. Anybody caught violating this by bringing any of the following items. And
nothing over 6 inches.
Nothing over 6 inches, no lumber, no trash, no mattresses, no uranium, the usual.
No electronics.
No electronics, dead bodies. But, just to make sure that they understand that, bring the stuff that we can run through the mulcher.
Yeah.
How long does it take the public county to set it up?
1 month. Oh, they like to
schedule it.
They requested to please let them know 1 month ahead so they can put us on the schedule. Because it requires their chipper being there with, and it has to be a weekday, Monday through Thursday, during their work hours.
Which we have a lot of people that have dumped off a bunch into this pile that Josh has been keeping a pretty good eye on it.
Yeah.
At the rec center.
Okay.
So, but yeah, no. If you can set it out for a month and let's, I don't know.
Okay, I'll reach out to the county and make
sure.
As long
as it is on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll reach out to the Director of Public Works officially, and if anything, I can go to session and ask the commissioners on Thursday. They'll say yes.
Okay. So we'll do it the one location then?
Well, we'll do that location and see if they can do another location the next day or something.
Yeah. Whichever pile is getting the biggest is where we need to start, I would think.
Yeah, I think that would be the rec center, and then, like I said, then the one that's over on Palomar. That
okay.
Perfect. What do we do with stuff bigger than 6 inches?
Set it off to the side and
offer
it as firewood. Firewood.
Okay.
Give you Gary's
free firewood.
Call Alan.
We got some.
Call
Alan, yeah. You can call Alan and he'll probably haul it off for you.
We'll talk.
So the piles that are out there now that have been trimmed, that are kind of different places around here, we're still probably going to get San Isabel to, they're going to, once they get free, they're going to come around and chip those up in place where they are now?
Right.
Probably.
Yeah, it's where they would do it. It's where it's at right now. We're not planning on hauling them anywhere.
Yeah.
But right now, I wouldn't ask them to.
Yeah, they're busy still trying to get caught up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure it'll happen. They've been gracious enough to do a whole lot for us already.
A lot of their stuff, like what Bob and them have, they'll just come in with a forester and just move it that way, where this is going hand work, going into that chipper.
We need to, at kind of some point, we need to thank San Isabel for doing that.
Yeah. We do all the time.
All right, anything else? Any other new business?
No, sir.
That's the fire mitigation. Let's see. We got the building, the emergency operations fundraiser. Okay. All right, let's go on to CCAAC.
CCAAC, you have two bills. One is a carport at 4050 Pineros Road, and also a fence at 4637. I did go check on the fence because Randy wasn't here. The guy came in. He's pulling out a 8-foot hedge. He wants to put in a privacy fence. I explained to him that after he gets to a certain point, it's got to be 32 inches tall or 30 inches tall because the driveways and being able to look. He says, that's no problem. He says, I want to look up the street anyway for sitting on my porch.
So you got that as okay, right?
Yeah.
All right. And carport?
Carport, Randy checked on you. All the paperwork for it is there. Mm-hmm. I know this was the second one because there was some issues with the first one. And he came back and did some modification with the... I think it was the placement.
Yeah, location.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Okay. Was this the one that there was a debate whether it was going to connect it to the house or?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. No,
this is a different one.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion that we approve the build for 4050 Graneros Road carport and 4637 Fort Crockett fence.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Other questions, discussion? Okay, let's vote. Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Kareem?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
And chair votes yes. Other actions?
There is one letter that's going out. Like I expressed in the study session. It was due to the sale of the property. It was, before it was an Airbnb that you could camp on, and they have a little shed out there.
I remember that.
And they've sold the property, now it's under new ownership, so we're gonna have to send them a letter stating that they're gonna have to move their shed and that there is no camping.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for us to send the first letter in this instance as described by Mr. Ecker, and then the four third letters.
So let's just do the first letter.
Yeah, the fourth and those letters, they automatically.
So we gotta clean this up a little bit, but so just do the first letter.
Okay, then I would like to withdraw my motion and alter it just to send the first letter as described by Mr. Ecker.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion? So a question, Bob, are they still active out there? Is anybody there?
I've never seen anybody out there, although you can tell someone has been there.
We just want them to move the shed, to get it out of there.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
It's in a properly positioned shed.
And question?
I might have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
You know, the property does have existing fines on it. And as another situation came up today, fines follow the property. They don't go with who had it before. It goes with the property. Now,
you won't.
Should we bill the new person?
You won't, because it wasn't added to as a lien or anything to that property. So there's no way you can find them.
Okay.
So is that a flaw in our process then?
No, it really isn't. It's that you can't. It had to be a lien as soon as.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Shouldn't we be? And that way they couldn't get clear title.
We can do it that way, but it's going to cost you every time you have one, legal fees and everything else to do it.
And I believe 1267 HB will not allow us to put a lien on the property. If I remember that right, we can certify it and give it to the county, but they do not allow us to put the lien on the property for past fines, et cetera. That was a kicker. We couldn't be running around putting liens on property. They took that away from all over 2,000 metro districts.
Wouldn't the county automatically put a tax lien on it?
Yes, if we certify it and turn it in, yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's what we plan on doing in October.
Okay. We've got quite a few we're ready to turn in.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Yep.
Okay, so let's vote on that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. The first letter's okay. So a couple things to clean up here, I guess, on the actions themselves on that list, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
The Architectural Advisory Committee has changed it from first letters to the courtesy letter,
mm-hmm.
and then the subsequent ones are notices.
Yeah.
So because of just...
Put it in there for more informational than to as to let you guys know that they're following up. They're sending out now third letters, so many, and they're sending out.
So the B, C, and D are really their information for us. We don't need to vote on those.
No.
All we need to vote on is
the
courtesy letter.
Yes. Yep.
And that's a courtesy letter. That's not a notice of a fine.
Yep.
And the big change was we now include an invoice with those letters.
With the second, basically the notices.
The notices.
Right.
They will get an invoice also.
Okay.
And, Jeannie and Kevin.
That's why we didn't vote on the rest
really
of it.
Really good job on that. So.
Okay. Anything else?
That be it.
Party for the staff and the board. That you already brought that up?
Yep.
And that's informational.
Yeah. So appreciation.
Saturday at 10?
10 to 2. It's going to be over at South Park. 10 to 2.
What is it? When is it?
Saturday.
This coming Saturday at 10?
10 to 2. Bring your swimming suit if you want to go swimming. We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers.
At the rec center?
No.
South Park.
South Park. I was going to say, how did we get away with that?
Some mealing and dealing. They're happy we answer their calls, and
that's cool.
They want to give us some appreciation.
It's a community appreciation.
Yes.
That's nice.
That's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody.
I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Move to second. We're adjourned.
5 minutes, we could have had the shortest we've ever had. 5 minutes.
Hammer time.
Kareem. Hey, Kareem.
Yes, sir.
I need your signature.
Yeah, I figured. Gary, before you run.
Hey, you.
Hello. Bailey.
Yo.
Japan, bro.
Did you say Kareem about that? Conan's letter I sent.
That it? Am I done?
She said she was going to get you. She didn't call you? It's not enough to count. We got some white expressions.